Get your ass in here. I wasn't sure that you would show up. Well, I wouldn't put it past you to take an opportunity to mess me around like that. Am I happy you're here? Well, I'm not unhappy. So that's something, at least. Let me take your jacket. Oh, that. Yeah, it's not a bad drinks cabinet, is it? Well, it's getting there anyway. It's a work in progress. I told you I know how to keep a nice household. Can I get you a drink? I could do that, yeah. Just let me grab the bottles and, come through to the kitchen. Yeah, right here. So, did you end up finding Dave after I left yesterday? Really? He didn't show up at all? Did he even answer his phone? Fuck, that guy is hopeless. Oh, well, I guess, unfortunately, I was the only person that you got to hang out with yesterday. Well, you were lucky I didn't tell you to get the fuck out as soon as you stepped out of your car. You're lucky I even asked you to come over. With that attitude you've got. Oh, that's it, is it? You didn't have anything better to do? Huh? Really? So you want me to think that this is no big deal? You coming around to my place for the first time? Well, the way you're dressed would suggest otherwise. And so would that haircut that you obviously got today. Here. Cheers. Do I like it? What, the haircut? It's fine. What do you want me to say, huh? Do you want me to say that your haircut looks amazing? Do you want me to tell you that you're beautiful? Do you want me to tell you that you're so beautiful that you could pull off any haircut? But that this one suits you perfectly? So perfectly that I was speechless for a second when I opened the door and saw you standing there. Looking hot and dressed like a complete slut. Is that the kind of thing you want me to say to you? Well, if I said something like that to you, it would be giving away a lot, wouldn't it? I think you'd like that. Yeah, I did put up the curtains. Thank you for noticing. They look like shit. Really. Fuck you. Fuck you. You must realize that without your looks, you'd just be an asshole, right? Have you ever tried dropping the attitude? At all? Ever? I know there's a half-decent person in there somewhere. I have seen glimpses of it. You don't have to act like a cunt every minute of the day. Has anyone ever told you that before? Is that all you've got? You got nothing to say? Just that smug little smile that you always do? You're a terrible house guest. I hope you know that. I told you that you were lucky that I asked you to come over. You're even more lucky that I filled you with cock yesterday and fucked you until cum was dripping down your leg. You got off lightly yesterday, And if you keep up the attitude, then you'll be very unlucky to find out how I'm going to treat you next. You want to shove me again? You've figured out by now that you're not stronger than me. You must know how easily I could grab your arm and twist it up like this. Oh, is that uncomfortable? Does it hurt? With your fucking attitude, I'm surprised that people haven't done this kind of thing to you before. Oh, there we go. That smile disappeared, and for a second there, you almost looked worried. Let's turn you around so that I can twist it up behind your back. There, that's better. Oh. Not much you can do about it now. Do you remember it yesterday? How it felt to be bent over and spanked? To be put in your place? Did you like having someone finally call you out on your bullshit and teach you a lesson? Or did it just stroke your ego even more? I wonder, which one is it? Which one of those things brought you back here to me tonight? I think it's both. It hurts, doesn't it? Yeah, I know it does. Well, I'll tell you a secret. Not many people get to know this, so hopefully it will make you feel even more special, because I know how much you love that. I have a dark side. And I like hurting you. I like how it feels to take out my frustrations on you. And I also like the way I can see you purring when I say nice things to you. It strokes your ego and it makes me feel powerful to watch you purr and to know that I did it. That I was the one that made you purr. I know that you love the affection and the attention, and as much as a little fucking asshole like you doesn't deserve it, somehow it makes me feel like I have control over you in a completely different way. Because I like having control over you. Whether it be with my hands, or with my words. You see, I've got you all figured out. All the way through. Complicated little you with all your layers and your armor. I see through it all. And I know for a fact that you like my fucking curtains. Get in there. This way. Come on. In the dining room. Come on. And let's get these trousers of yours down, Hey, don't fight back. You won't win. Hey, fucking... Come on, get your ass bent over that table. What did I say yesterday about the belt, huh? Didn't I warn you? And here you are, in my home, acting up. Well, now, I don't care how pretty and perfect this ass of yours is. And it is pretty and it is perfect. In fact, after years of watching you shake it around in front of everyone and show it off, I'm actually kind of angry at it. So, I think I'm going to enjoy this. How does that feel, huh? I told you you would get the belt and here we are. I'm a man of my word. And you had to keep acting like a fucking brat, didn't you? Hmm? Oh, that hurts more than you thought it would, doesn't it? I can tell from those little whimpers of yours. But let me just check something here. I think if I reach down underneath and just feel around down here, I might find... Oh dear. You like this, huh? It sure feels like it. Hey, get your face back down on that desk, hmm? I didn't say you could stand up. You stay there with your face on the fucking desk, you hear me? It feels nice when I touch you just here like this, doesn't it? Does it feel like a nice treat after all that painful belting? Huh? You definitely seem to be enjoying it. Maybe you're enjoying it too much. I think you might need a little bit more of the belt right across your ass. Oh, and then touching you just gently again. It hurts, doesn't it? But how does the pain contrast with this? When I reach underneath here, lower down, and I just touch you right there. Pain and pleasure right alongside one another. Helpless against having both inflicted on you. Get on your knees. Come on, here you go, get down there. You sucked my cock yesterday, but today it's gonna be a little different. Because I don't need you to suck. I just need to fuck your throat. So open wide, come on. And let's get this big dick all the way in there. Oh, come on. Oh, no gagging. You don't get to gag today. You can't go acting like a brat for years without expecting some punishment. So take some responsibility for your actions and don't fucking gag. Oh, God. Fuck. No, you take it. You fucking take it. I'll just hold your head right here like this and fuck your throat, all right? Oh, fuck. All the way down your throat, that's it. Oh, what's that I can see down there, baby? You reaching down between your legs and you having a little play with yourself while I fuck your face? Huh? Well, having you over to my place isn't about you enjoying yourself, is it? It's about me finally getting to get something out of you, other than annoyance. Fuck. Right in your throat. Right in your fucking throat. So instead of you masturbating while I do this to you, come on, get up. Stand up. Get bent over the fucking table again. Come on. There you go. Let's bend you over. And I want your forehead on the table. And I want your arms folded up underneath your chest. Come on. There you go. Now let's get you spreading these legs. Now, you knew exactly what you came here for, so I know you're ready for this. I haven't been able to stop thinking about how good it felt to fuck you yesterday. To finally put those pretty looks of yours to good use. Jesus Christ, I've been waiting all day for this moment. Just to, like, get it inside you again. Fuck. Oh. Oh, God damn it. Hey, I said your forehead doesn't come off the table, you hear me? You stay there with your arms folded underneath you, on your chest, with your forehead pressed against the table and you don't fucking move, alright? I want to fuck you just like this. Fuck. Fuck you and goddamn slap this fucking ass while I make you pay for being such a goddamn brat. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah, you're gonna come for me? You're gonna come for me while I fuck you? While you're not even touching yourself, yeah? You're gonna come just from penetration? Oh, you must really want it fucking bad. Fuck. Come on. Yeah, just like that, right there. Fuck. Yeah, come for me. Come on. Come for me, you fucking brat. Come for me while I fuck you and tell you how much you piss me off. Yeah? While I fuck you like I fucking hate you. Come on. Come for me. Come for me. That's it. Fuck. Oh, come on, there you go. That's it. Fuck. Oh. Now get on the fucking floor. Get down on the fucking floor. On your back with your legs spread. Fuck. Oh. Oh, I'm not gonna let up yet. I'm not gonna let up at all. I'm gonna get this cock inside you. While I'm on top of you. Oh, so I can get here, right in front of your face, and I can whisper in your ear. All those little games you play, all those stupid little fucking games. Acting like a brat. Fuck. Desperate for attention. But withholding your affection from everyone. Always with a fucking attitude. Well, you've met your match now, haven't you? And I'm gonna make sure you get what you need. You piss me off so fucking much. Piss me off so fucking much. God, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you. And I can't stop myself from fucking you. You really met your match. And I'm gonna make sure you get everything you need. Just what you've always wanted. I'm gonna take down your walls and I'm gonna get inside you. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I'm gonna come inside you again. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Take that cum. Fuck. Fuck. Take it. Fuck. Take it. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You've done it now. You let me in and I'm never gonna be able to stop fucking you, do you understand? It feels too fucking good to take out all my anger on you. Fuck. Oh. Yeah, you can stay the night for sure. Yeah, please do. Fuck. I have to do this to you more. I have to, do you get me? I have to. You can absolutely stay the night. Well, I mean, only if you admit that the curtains actually look good. Oh, fuck. You're so fucked up, you know that? Oh, I know I am. I guess we're made for each other then, huh? Mm.